Okay. Life While You Wait. Performance without rehearsal. Body without alterations. Head without premeditation. I know nothing of the role I play. I only know it's mine. I can't exchange it. I have to guess on the spot just what this play is all about. Ill-prepared for the privilege of living, I can barely keep up with the pace that the actions demand. I improvise, although I loathe improvisation. I trip at every step over my ignorance. I can't conceal my hasted manners. My instincts are happy histrines. Stage fright excuses me for me, which humiliate me more. Ixnating circumstances strike me as cruel. Words and impulses you can't take back. Stars you'll never get counted. Your character, like a raincoat you button on the run, the pitiful result of all these unexpectedness. If only I could just rehearse one Wednesday in advance or repeat a single Thursday that had passed. But here comes Friday with a script I haven't seen. Is it fair, I ask? My voice, a little hoarse, since I couldn't even clear my throat offstage. You'd be wrong to think that it's just a slapdash quiz, taken in makeshift accommodations. Oh no. I'm standing on the seat, and I see how strong it is. The props are surprisingly precise. The machine rotating the stage has been around even longer. The farthest galaxies have been turned on. Oh no, there's no question. This must be the premiere, and whatever I do will become forever what I've done.
Outside of a sock.
Testing. Okay. Outside of Asai, the average adult would think the modern-day youth are lazy, rude, and indifferent. But at Asai, I don't really see that. I see a young, awesome, enthusiastic, talented, and funny group of kids who thrived upon this community. And I believe adults, hopefully, see the same. If you're lucky enough to join us in our youth programming, you would see the best example of this. In our youth programming, we desire to combine having a good time, working hard, and learning something. Throughout our programming, we've explored a deeper concept of our 7 UU principles. We are learning how to feel comfortable with people watching and listening to us. Some of us have even learned to dance the salsa. But most importantly, we bring our 7 UU principles to life. We explore ourselves and have the freedom to have our own ideas and learn about the 8 principles of street theater, which is 1, music. 2, confronting the audience. 3, dance. 4, other worldly characters. 5, grand entrance and exit. 6, pantomime. 7, manipulating surroundings. And 8, comedy. And here's a little taste of what we've been learning.
There once was a Onceler, a manufacturer who created an entirely new product called a sneed. A sneed was a material that could take care of any of your basic needs. Consumers were very excited about this new product. It was in very high demand. However, the Onceler had to travel far, far away to a forest to collect the raw materials that she needed to make the sneeds. So she packed her bags and built a factory within the forest, hired a lumberjack, and sent him out to cut down some trees. He headed off into the forest, and one by one, the trees fell.
Thank you.
Hey, you right there, you stop there. Because I am the Lorax, and I speak for the trees. And what you're doing is not right, so stop if you please. We don't need your sneeds, because they don't cover all of our needs. Stop if you please.
However, the lumberjack ignored the Lorax's words and continued to chop down the trees. More and more trees fell. Animals had no place to live.
Look what you've done. These animals, they have no more homes. Now what shall they do? You've left them to roam.
Still, the lumberjack continued. And finally, he reached the last tree in the forest. However, before swinging his axe, he looked around and took a seed off one of the branches of the tree. Then he pocketed the seed, swung his axe, and the tree fell. The onceler saw.
Oh no, the forest, it's gone. What have you done? I hope you're happy. Look what your sneeds have become. What's this? I don't need it. What's it do? I don't need your stupid sneed.
The onceler looked around and saw that all the trees had fallen, and he had no more materials to make sneeds. So she boarded up her factory and sent the lumberjack off home. But first, he gave her the final seed. Many years later, a young boy visited the onceler. She decided to give him the very last seed, which he planted within the ground.
Yay, you planted a seed. Now, if more people like you cared a whole awful lot, then this forest could come back a lot faster than we thought. Hey, look, it's growing. It's growing. Yay.
So the Lorax and the young boy took seeds from the branches of the trees and threw them across the destroyed forest. And the trees began to grow. The forest was back to life, thanks to the compassion of humans.
Okay, that was very good. if I do say so myself. Does anybody know which UU principles that represented?
Well, I know for sure that it represented the seventh UU principle, which is to have the respect for the interdependent web of life for which we all are a part. And unlike my character, the lumberjack, who had absolutely no respect for the interdependent web of life for which we are all a part, we can learn, since he was the antagonist, that that's not what you should do at all. And you should respect everyone and everything.
Anyone else?
Probably say that in the mic. The first principle, the inherent worth of dignity of every person. Like Colin said, obviously, the lumberjack was not the best character in this story, but he did recognize the inherent worth of dignity of the forest because, obviously, he took the final seed. He probably was affected by seeing what he had done and what the Lorax had told him. And taking the final seed, he recognized that the forest was worth something and not just money, which was what they were trying to get. Also, the Wunsler also recognized the inherent worth and dignity of the forest when he gave the seed to the child. He had no motive to do that. He could have just thrown the seed away and just been done with it, just moved on. But he gave it to the child. And finally, the child had to be the one to also recognize that the forest was worth something. And he did, and he planted it. And him and the Lorax helped spread the seed around and bring the forest back to life.
Does anybody know which elements of street theater were used?
It's confronting the audience because they threw the seeds out into the audience and the trees grew and the audience was participating.
But our stage wasn't a stage, it was a forest, so we transformed our space too.
Anybody else? Look at that.
We used otherworldly characters because we became Loraxes and trees and animals.
And we also used pantomime because there were scenes in both sides of the stage that had no words and the actors just communicated everything without saying or making any sounds.
So the whole youth program will be performing little street theater acts all throughout SI, so you can pay attention to that. And Friday at 1:30 in front of Rossi, we'll be performing something secret.
We're now extinguishing the chalice. And please stand if you are willing and able and sing Spirit of Life. And Shane is doing sign language.
Whatever. All right. I think most people will probably know this one.
Yeah. Good evening. It's the only reason why I say that. Get a response. I love that. Okay. We have, well, I was up here the other day, and I was talking about the danger of shooting across the road there with your bicycle. And then as I was walking into supper, witnessed it again. And what was really interesting was that the individual parked his bicycle right next to the sign that says, please park your bike across the street. So obviously the sign is ineffective. So we're going to reiterate that again, because maybe the message didn't reach everyone. And we hope that you then reach out to those individuals that you see having difficulty with the signage and ask them to actually park their bikes across the street. That'd be great. So some bicycle safety must-dos. These aren't even tips. Always wear a helmet. Always, always. I don't care if you get on your bicycle and you go 10 feet and you get off, you should have a helmet. I am here to witness to you that there have been two incidences that if I did not have a bicycle helmet on, I would not be standing here today. The when you fall off your bicycle at about 10 miles, 15 miles an hour, you certainly do not have the ability to keep your head from hitting the road or the cement. I knew the moment that my head hit that pavement that would have been it. I would have just left more than grass or hair on the road. So I'm very adamant about it myself, to the point where I have yelled at children, and of course some have given me a sign back, but that's okay. That is okay. That is fine. Again, I would rather irritate them and hopefully made them think about it than not to say something. Also, it is also very important, and it is a rule, to please stop at an intersection, and we should walk our bikes across the street. I know that that is difficult to do, but really that's what we should do, because then that prevents you from shooting across the road and getting hit by automobiles. So please, and please don't park your bike outside, just outside of Pierce, across the street where everyone else is. That would be fantastic. This evening, we have a wonderful event, so wonderful it caused me to shave. So I know, it doesn't happen often, and that is the dance. And the dance is over in the Great Hall over at Pierce. I want everyone to please join us, cut the rug, kick up the heels. I think one of the most things that I really enjoy about this dance that I have shared with people outside of this community is that it is intergenerational. And you have all ages on the floor dancing together, and it is just a wonderful sight to see. So please come join us for that, because I don't get anywhere else, so please enjoy. Carts, unfortunately, we're down to one cart. That we had a cart that lost its ability to steer. So, yeah. Kind of essential. The service that rents these, they're out of Columbus, and so we're not going to see them until tomorrow morning where they will get the cart fixed or replaced, then we back up to two. So with the evening, Amy Kent asks us just please be patient. She will get around to everyone as quickly as possible. Thank you. And make recordings of the morning worship, the theme talk speaker, and evening vespers. And we also make them available for sale. This year we're going to put order forms in the bookstore, and then we will mail them to you after they get duplicated, of course, after the week when they've all been copied and printed. So please look for those order forms in the bookstore. They are absolutely wonderful. I have a set like the last 5 years, and I love bringing them out. And there are also great things to listen to on the way down to Summer Institute next year as well. Get you in that mood. So please, if that's something you're looking for, those will be available. And I think, wonderfully, that that's it. So do we have any shout-outs of announcements? Yes, please. Yeah, all right. For those of you that may not have heard that, we have a volunteer that is offering rides for those in need with the golf carts due to our shortage this evening. However, there is a cost of a donation to the scholarship fund. I'm sure it can be nominal. Yes? And we have two. My goodness. We now have more carts than we had before. This is wonderful. So, and once again, we call that SI magic. It's fantastic. Anything else? Yes? Bring your peak prizes, because it makes it that much more wonderful. And that wonderful surprise when you open the bag and see what you received. The interesting thing is I've recycled mine I don't know how many times. Yes.
The what?
For the singers. Friday at 11:45. Then the name of the or group? Sacred Singers. Thank you very much. And because of our contributions. Well, maybe not all of our contributions, but I had signed up to do Habitat for Humanity tomorrow, and I got a phone call. The work is all done. They don't need us. So I'm going swimming. It's hard to follow that up. Yes?
I just want to add the Charleston, our congregational picture, to Thursday at 1:15 in
And what church?
The Charleston, West Virginia congregation.
Very good.
Charleston, West Virginia. Charleston, sorry. That's like New Orleans. Charleston. Very good. No, I even got it wrong. I apologize. Yes?
One more time.
Where is the Hogwarts?
Where is the Hogwarts?
It's tomorrow, 8:30. Meet by the angels before Vespers. All the mentors, yes.
All the mentors, go back to the
right. No happening.
Tomorrow, Hogwarts, 8:30 p.m. Meet by the angels. Awesome. And then tomorrow is the Youth Coffee House, starting at 8 p.m. Go until 11 over at Pierce Hall. Once again, there's so much talent in this community, and please come and enjoy that. All right, let us go forth and enjoy our evening. Thank you. See something.
And I and to join your stories. I understand you're telling a lot of stories this week. Has anyone ever heard any stories about the SI Ferry? Because just forget it. Forget you ever heard anything. All those are lies. No stories are true about the SI Ferry unless I tell them. That's how you tell they're not true. I've heard a couple of stories this week. One of them is that there are not any Lucky Charms in the cafeteria. Someone told me with great concern that there are no Lucky Charms or Cocoa Puffs. This is a problem for them and for me. Because as you can imagine, Lucky Charms were made for fairies to eat, not humans. So that's one story I heard. Another story I heard is that some people are riding their bikes a little too fast down the hill towards food. And they're not stopping for the cars. And there are two problems with this. One is that you can hurt the cars. And the other, which is way worse, is that when you ride your bikes down that hill, the fairies are pushing you. That's why you go so fast. And when you get to the end of the hill, the fairies stop and they go like this. And if you keep going, you'll crush them. You'll crush all those fairies because they're all going like this. So please, you don't want to hurt cars and you really don't want to hurt those fairies. So please stop at the bottom of the hill. Think that. When you go down fast, think they're getting in front of me now. They're there. They're getting in front of me with their little hands and their little wings. Some of them put their butts up against. Okay, so stop because you don't want to crush them. Speaking of fairies, those creatures outside where sometimes you gather, they call themselves angels, are actually not angels. And you know how you know? They're not wearing any pants. They're actually fairies because fairies don't. They're just fairies. So they can call themselves whatever they want, but they're fairies, and I just thought you should know that for whatever reason that they're fairies. There are fairies. So I've seen some of you looking for fairies around, and that's very good. You won't see them with your eyes, but you'll see them with your hearts. And the best place to see them, I can tell you, because that's where we have our little gatherings and that's where our bars are. Our schools. is on that middle path with all the flowers. You know all the purple flowers? And there's orange flowers and little cuppy flowers, purple ones. They're real pretty. And I saw two little SI campers there looking for them, and they were eating the best kind of fairy attractors. It was like a slushy made out of rainbows. And it was all over their face. It was great. They were the perfect fairy attractors. So if you want to see them, you walk around that middle path by those flowers. You have to look really careful. You kind of see them out of the side of your eye. There they are. Okay, that's how you see them. I've also heard, in case you're interested, that colored hair, especially the purple and the yellow and the orange, that's a fairy attractor also. So you might want to tell your parents that they should go and get their hair dyed. And then lots of fairies will come to your house. So So everybody wants to have good dreams, and I'm just here to tell you there's a couple of things. If they happen to you here at SI, it's kind of magical. One of them is, has anyone lost a tooth? Anyone lost a tooth? Not you, Joel. Those are your dentures. And the fairy doesn't get tricked like that, okay? I'm talking about the little ones who genuinely lose teeth. Anybody lose a tooth? Well, guess what? At SI, because of the my friend, the tooth fairy, you get paid double. Yes, yes, it's true. You do. Not you, Joel. You get paid double, so it's a very cool time. But leave them in until they're ready to fall out. The fairies will know. Also, has anyone learned, I know this is true, has anyone learned to ride a bike? Someone's learned to ride a bike at SI. I know Samantha has. Well, that's because the fairies are helping you. So if you want to learn to ride a bike, you can. You just keep trying, and those fairies are going to help you here at SI. That's what we do. That's what we do here. Also, one third thing, if you have a birthday, this only applies if you're over 30. You get younger. So you're just going to have to change your forms and let all your official people know you actually got younger if you have a birthday and you're over 30. And if you're under 30, you can decide. So I'm just here to wish you to having a wonderful SI. Look for those fairies. They're all around you. And tonight, you're especially going to have good dreams if you don't think about those angels too hard. I'll see you next year.